render home what it should be, a happy place where parents and children, brothers and sisters, learn to love and know and help one another. If the history of Polly's girlish experiences suggests a hint or insinuates a lesson, I shall feel that, in spite of many obstacles, I have not entirely neglected my duty toward the little men and women for whom it is an honor and a pleasure to write, since in them I have always found my kindest patrons, gentlest critics, warmest friends. L.M.A. Narrator, read by Christine Lehman.
Polly Milton, read by Hannah Mary.
Fanny Shaw, read by Angela.
Tom Shaw, read by Thomas Peter.
Maud, read by Laura Riley.
Mr. Shaw, read by Greg Giordano.
Mrs. Shaw, read by Kay Hand.
Grandma Shaw, read by Beth Thomas.
Mr. Sidney, read by Daniel Mativier.
Mrs. Milton, read by The Story Girl.
Miss Mills, read by T.J. Burns.
Jenny Bryant, read by Lian Yao.
Becky Jeffrey, read by Adelda Pinarolis.
Bess, read by Esther Benzaminides.
Kate King, read by Lian Yao.
Will, read by Jonas Houston.
Trix, read by Devorah Allen.
Belle, read by Esther Benzaminides.
Emma Davenport, read by Adelda Pinarolis.
Miss Perkins, read by The Story Girl.
Alice Lovett, read by Lian Yao.
Blanche, read by Jasmine Selma.
Grace, read by April.
Katie, read by Twinkle.
Young Lady, read by Lian Yao.
Pale Girl, read by The Story Girl.
Little Girl, read by Lian Yao.
Pet, read by Laura.
The Doctor, read by Asher Garabi.
Reader, read by Esther Benzaminides.
Mamie, read by Stacy Simon.
Maid, read by Adelda Pinarolis.
Boy, read by Asher Garabi.
Go, Gossip.
Chapter 1 of An Old-Fashioned Girl. An Old-Fashioned Girl by Louisa May Alcott. Chapter 1. Polly Arrives.
It's time to go to the station, Tom.
Come on, then.
Oh, I'm not going. It's too wet. Shouldn't have a crimp left if I went out such a day as this, and I want to look nice when Polly comes.
You don't expect me to go and bring home a strange girl alone, do you?
And Tom looked as much alarmed as if his sister had proposed to him to escort the wild woman of Australia.
Of course I do. It's your place to go and get her, and if you wasn't a bear, you'd like it.
Well, I call that mean. I supposed I'd got to go, but you said you'd go too. Catch me bothering about your friends another time. No, sir.
And Tom rose from the sofa with an air of indignant resolution, the impressive effect of which was somewhat damaged by a tousled head and the hunched appearance of his garments generally.
Now don't be cross, and I'll get Mama to let you have that horrid Ned Miller that you were so fond of come and make you a visit after Polly's gone,
said Fanny, hoping to soothe his ruffled feelings.
How long is she going to stay?
Demanded Tom, making his toilet by a promiscuous shake.
A month or two, maybe. She's ever so nice, and I shall keep her as long as she's happy.
She won't stay long, then, if I can help it,
muttered Tom, who regarded girls as a very unnecessary portion of creation. Boys of 14 are apt to think so, and perhaps it is a wise arrangement, for, being fond of turning somersaults, they have an opportunity of indulging in a good one, metaphorically speaking, when, 3 or 4 years later, they become the abject slaves of those bothering girls.
Look here. How am I going to know the creature? I never saw her, and she never saw me. You'll have to come too, Fan,
he added, pausing on his way to the door, arrested by the awful idea that he might have to address several strange girls before he got the right one.
You'll find her easy enough. She'll probably be standing around looking for us. I dare say she'll know you, though I'm not there, because I've described you to her.
Guess she won't,